I want to talk to you a little bit out of 2 Kings chapter 2. Let's look in verse number 1, begin reading there, and I think we'll read down through verse number 11 this morning, maybe read the remainder of the chapter tonight. I believe we can get the major thought the Lord has on my heart this morning out of these first 11 verses. The Bible said, "And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind." I wonder what people that don't believe in miracles think about that. Amen. How many believes that's how he went? I was sitting under a preacher one time, and he got in a big way preaching, Brother Gale, and he said, "God took Elijah up in a cherry chariot." I believe it was a fiery chariot, amen. But anyway, I hope I don't get tongue-tied and say that this morning. The Bible said that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, "Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel." And Elisha said unto him, "As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth," the Bible said, "I will not leave thee." So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, "Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today?" He said, "Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace." I guess that's a polite way of telling them to shut up. The Bible said in verse 4, "And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." And he said, "As the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, "Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today?" And he answered and said, "Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace." And Elijah said unto him, "Tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan." And he said, "As the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." And here's my text. And they too went on. They too went on. And 50 of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view. What are those next two words? Afar off. And they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and he wrapped it together. And he smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee." And Elisha said, "I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me." And he said, "Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee, but if not, it shall not be so." And it came to pass, now watch this right here. Remember that phrase up there in verse number 6? And they too went on. And it came to pass as they still went on. How many know somebody used to go on that aren't going on anymore? Say amen. They used to be walking right there with the man of God, used to be walking right there with the Word of God, used to be walking right down the path in the will of God. But the Bible said of Elisha, they still went on and talked that, "Behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes, and he rent them in two pieces. And he took also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan." If correctly read, that's the 13 verses. I went on a couple of verses past where I originally thought we would go. Let's pray, and I want to talk to you today about this phrase, "they too went on." Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the men of God that we read about in your word. Lord, how they stir and challenge our hearts. God, I know that, Lord, we're preachers today. We're not prophets. We're not foretelling. We're forthtelling the truth that you've already given us in your word. God in heaven, you know how much, Lord, we need the Spirit of God, just like Elijah did, just like Elisha did, just like all the men of old did. God, I pray this morning, Lord, that you would stir us up in this message and Lord, help us to understand and realize our Father. Lord, the responsibility that we have as Christians to go on with God in these days. Lord, we love you this morning. I pray, Lord, if there's a soul under the sound of my voice that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that, Lord, today they might consider Him. Lord, we'll give you glory for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The Bible used the word here, too. There was two of them, Elisha and Elijah. And the Bible said that they, too, went on. They went on together. Is that not right? The Word of God tells us some things about this. I just, by way of introduction, I've pinned down a few things. First of all, the Bible said, can two walk together except they be agreed? Amen. Many times that verse is misquoted. And someone will stick a how in there. How can two walk together except they be agreed? And that's not what the verse said. It said, can two walk together except they be agreed? And the answer to that, of course, is no. You can appear to be together, but you're not together unless you're in agreement. Amen? I'm glad Jesus died for our sin according to the Scripture. I'm glad He was buried. I'm glad the third day He rose again the third day according to the Scripture. I'm glad we have a Bible that's trustworthy. I'm glad we have the Holy Ghost that sealed us until the day of redemption. Amen? I'm glad God birthed us through the new birth into the church. I'm glad we agree on some things. Amen? A lot of people get all messed up on the minors. But I'm going to tell you something right now. If we agree on the majors, we can walk together. Hallelujah. If you're waiting to find somebody that agrees with you in every area, you're going to wait a long time. Amen. Probably till you get to heaven. Amen. I often make this statement, and I think it's healthy. If we think we're right about everything, we're fools. Say amen right there. I've only been saved 26 years, Brother Dwayne. God's already had to straighten me out on a few things. Amen. And when I get to heaven, I'll guarantee you He'll do some more straightening out. Amen. And between here and heaven too. But on the cardinal doctrines of the Word of God, salvation by grace, thank God we can walk together because we're in agreement. Amen. Now, the Bible said this. It said in Ecclesiastes, see, they two went on. Amen. It said in Ecclesiastes, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. You've heard that old saying, two heads are better than one. Well, the Bible didn't say that exactly, but I reckon if you get two, there's two heads. I don't believe you can walk with a headless man. Say amen. Yeah. And so the Bible said two are better than one because they have a reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that's alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him. Again, if two lie together, and then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Amen. I'm just trying to introduce the message a little bit. The Bible said, show the importance of two. They two went on. You've heard statements like this. Marriage takes two. How many's ever heard a statement like that? Not true. Marriage takes three. Who ordained marriage? Somebody tell me. The God of heaven, that's who ordained marriage. My friend, I tell you what, if you're going to have a successful marriage, Jesus must be the hub and everything must revolve around Him. If He's just the spoke, you're in trouble. All Jesus is in a lot of homes is a Sunday spoke. I tell you what, if he's the hub, he's the hub Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Amen. That's what he wants to be in our homes. Bible teaching us here, threefold cord. It's not quickly broken. Brother Powell, come up here a minute. Hurry, hurry. I had to get somebody that's young so they could hurry. I've noticed some of these young people act older than some of these old people. Y'all been noticing that? Amen. But you see, watch this. If we walk together, come on, buddy, let's walk. Amen. How are you saved?
Sir.
By walking with us, besides us, you know that. You can't see him, but he's there. Amen. I said he's there. Amen. I'll tell you one thing right now. He'll cause me to watch what I say about him. Cause him to watch what he says about me. And I tell you, fall, brother, fall. It's easier for you to fall than me. Come on, buddy. Get up from there. Amen. See, I'm afraid if I fall, he'll have to get a tow truck to get me up. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something right now. The Scripture's still real. And it's still true. And we still need one another as God's people. I believe God put this in my heart. You can sit down, Kyle. Thank you, my brother. Because I believe with all of my heart, if we forget this truth, we're going to be missing a blessing that God wants us to have. The Word of God said they too went on. And we know there was Elisha. And we know there was Elijah. And we know that actually there was three going on. Say amen. They had the Lord on their side. Amen. Listen to this. Not only when you talk about a marriage, it takes three. Friendship, Brother Kyle and I up here, takes three. Fellowship, takes three. Say amen right there. I'll tell you something, this church world's missing that. Amen. And they wonder why they don't have sweet fellowship. You can't have sweet fellowship apart from Jesus and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now listen to me quickly. I'm trying to hurry. That's a mistake. I should never try to hurry. I ought to take my time. Amen. But the Word of God said in Acts chapter 15 and verse number 24, for as much as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your souls, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. Paul said there's some that went out from us. Now let me make a statement this morning. Listen, we're not going to hang around Bible Way. I will not be the pastor here long, and some will go out from us. That's just the way it is. I'd love for the doors to only swing one way, and they're coming in, and coming in, and coming in. But the reality is, some will go out from us. If we don't get that in our heart and in our mind, then we're not going to survive. Amen? But let me say this to you. Some will go out from us. Under the leadership of the Holy Ghost. It's not God's will for everybody in Kingsport to belong to Bible Way Baptist Church. Some will go out from us in the will of God by the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But some will go out from us. Listen to me carefully. The Bible said in 1 John, they went out from us because they were not all of us. In other words, they appeared to be walking together. They appeared to be going on. But that one that holds it together was missing somewhere in somebody's life. Amen. Now let me say this to you this morning. If I get out of the Word of God and you get mad, you have a right to. Say amen. Yeah, that ought to anger you. Amen. I mean, it ought to cause you to pray. It ought to cause you, it ought to bring about a confrontation. Somebody ought to love pastor enough to say, Pastor, that's not Bible. Let me show you right here. That's not Bible. I love you, Pastor, and that's not Bible. We cannot go down that road. Amen? And let me tell you something right now. If you get mad at Pastor because he's preaching something out of that Bible, listen to me. You're not mad at Pastor. You're mad at the God of that Bible. Amen. You're not rejecting me. You're rejecting Him. Amen. I believe with all of my heart, Elisha and Elijah went on. They went on because there was a third party involved. There was the Lord. And I tell you what I believe with all of my heart. God here at Bible Way Baptist Church wants you and I. He wants husbands and wives to go on. He wants the pastor and the people to go on with God. He wants families to go on with God. He wants us as a church to go on with God. They too went on. I believe with all my heart this morning, there's a truth here. The Bible said here, if you'll look at a place or two here in the Scripture, or just let me give you some things, just a thought this morning about going on among God's men. See, there are a lot of people in the world today that are preachers and pastors and missionaries that think they're an island. They're out there all alone. But you know what the Word of God said? Brother Kyle, the Word of God said, iron sharpeneth iron. Brother Zach, we too need to go on. Say amen right there. You're not an island and I'm not an island. You're not living to yourself and I'm not living to myself. I need you and you need me. We need one another in the family of God. Among preachers. And I'm telling you, there's a danger, amen, when a preacher is so right that he can't fellowship with anybody else in the city. There's a danger. There's a danger. I'm telling you, Brother Steve, he called. I appreciate that. I mean, that man of God could have went away from here and just forgot all about us. He called me, I think, Thursday or Friday. He said, Pastor, how'd your services go last Sunday? Well, he's interested, Brother Gale. And we talked. I guess we fellowship for 15 minutes on the telephone. He was telling me about what he had preached. And I was telling him about, you know, God still loves the world. Has anybody forgot that? I haven't forgot it. God still loves the world. But he said, you know, Brother Rick, he said, going to be with Brother Danny in April in the spring. I'm telling you, the first thing come to my heart, Brother Ralph, boy, could we load the vans up and take a bunch of families, amen? He said, Preacher, what's the matter with you? It ain't nothing the matter. And that's what people used to do all the time. Amen. We've gotten in this mess. If it's our meeting, then we're for it. And if we can't even make their own meeting half the time. God wants us, my friend, to know we can go on together. Iron sharpened iron. Preachers need one another. Thank the Lord they too went on. What about in marriage? You say, Preacher, what do you mean? And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. You know what God said? I want two to go on. And by the way, it's a man and a woman. Somebody say amen right there. Good night. Amen. I'm not going to preach that this morning. I believe we're in agreement on that. Amen. A man and a woman. Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Amen. That's the way God intended it. In marriage, among God's people. What did it say? It said where two or three are gathered together. Amen, Brother Ron. Brother Ron, if I didn't see you coming across through there like that this morning, how in the world could I pray for you today? We're together. And God said, I'm in your midst. Amen. I'll help you to love one another. I'll help you to carry one another's burdens. Amen. And we can go on. As a church, as we gather together in the work of God. Where two or three are gathered together in my name. They too went on. He said, Preacher, when are you going to get done with the introduction? After a while. Amen. There's a good message. I'm just trying to help you to see. What about in laboring in God's vineyard? Let me say this. God set it up this way. He called unto him the 12. And he began to send them forth. Does anybody know the next words? Two and two. How many knows that's God's way? Two and two. I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen to me carefully. That's been God's way ever since back there in the Gospels. But in this generation, it sure needs to be God's way. Amen. You don't ever know who's going to answer the door or how they're going to answer the door. Amen. Two and two. And so, the Word of God said as we're laboring together in God's vineyard. I'm not going to read the Scripture. It's up there. But how many remembers when Paul got upset with Mark? And then there was contention between him and Barnabas. How many remembers that? Amen? Let me tell you something, Brother Gale. There was tension and contention, but they too went on. They still went on. You know what bugs me? It's when somebody decides they can't walk with me and decide at the same time they can't walk with anybody. there may come a day, amen, when you can't walk with me. But surely to God you can find somebody you can walk with out there. Some church you can yoke up with and serve the Lord. But what happened, Brother Johnny? Barnabas took Mark. Barnabas was that son of encouragement, amen. And Paul took Silas. You say, preacher, you said something about a while ago about being wrong sometimes. And they say amen right there. Boy, if you'll get that in your mind, we can have a good relationship. Amen. Do you know what happened, Brother Gary? Paul got ready to die. And he said, send the parchments. Send me a coat. And bring Mark. He's profitable for me in the ministry. Amen. Paul said, I said something back yonder, and back yonder I believed it, but I've changed my mind about the youngin'. Amen. Bring it all and let's serve God together. And they too went on. You know, Mark made some mistakes. Can I ask this question? Who hasn't? Aren't you glad that God uses people that's made mistakes? Elijah wasn't perfect. Elisha wasn't perfect, but thank God, God used them for the glory of God. He said, only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me and for the ministry. Let me give you some things this morning. I'm going to try to dive in here now. Are you ready? Here we go. Are you ready? Amen. I'm going to introduce the message for 25 minutes and preach for 50 minutes and we'll go home. I didn't say all 50 minutes was going to be this morning. Amen. Brother Randy, I don't believe this body's got 50 minutes of preaching in it anymore. Amen. Y'all preach a man to death. I believe you're wanting a new pastor. Amen. You're trying to preach me to death. Amen. I'm just kidding. First of all, I want you to look here where they went. Let me just give you some things here this morning. First of all, let's just look here. We may come back on this a little bit tonight. The first place there they went from is Gilgal. Gilgal was the first place that Israel camped when they crossed the Jordan. I'm going to tell you, the reason a lot of people cannot go on is because they're lacking something called the new birth. That's what Gilgal represents. They crossed the Jordan. Amen. It's a brand new beginning. How many remembers when God gave you a brand new beginning? And He gave you a brand new heart, Brother Michael. He caused you to start loving things you used to hate and hating things you used to love. Gilgal. That place of new beginning. You see, years ago, I read this. I don't remember the details, but I read it. There was a marathon, that's what you call it. I was going to say cross country, I don't know what it was, but a marathon. Amen. Marathon race. They all get up there, you know what I mean, and they all start, and whew, here they go. And they're all headed for the finish line. Well, this woman come in first place, Sister Rossi, that didn't start at the starting line. About the last 800 yards of the race, she just blended in with them. Here she goes. Brother Larry, they got her down there and they examined her. They took her heart rate. And see, all the things lined up against her. There ain't no way your heart could be beating, you know, 80 or 90 times a minute and you just finished the marathon and you won it. Amen. And so they got to looking at the cameras and the pictures and saw her blend in. Now listen to me, listen to me. There's a verse in the scripture that said this. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not done many marvelous works in thy name, cast out devils in thy name, prophesied in thy name? You know what happened? People just tried to blend in the middle of the race. I'll tell you one thing about this race. It all starts at Calvary. There is no race apart from Calvary. Elisha and Elijah started at the same place with the God of heaven. Amen. They came from Gilgal. You want to know why a lot of people can't get together?
They didn't start in the same place, Brother Sam. I tell you, the place where I started, Brother Sam, causes me to love my brothers and sisters. Causes me to love the Bible. Causes me to love sinners. Causes me to love the church. Causes me to hate sin in my own life. If we love God, we hate sin. And if we don't hate sin like we ought to, we don't love God like we ought to. Gilgal. How many's ever seen some of them Olympic races where them guys, they got them things your feet go in? How many's ever seen one? Amen. That gun goes off. Ready, set, pow. What happens if a man jumps the gun? It's a false start. What happens at that drag race when that they got that tree up there and them lights come down? Doom, 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 doom. I was talking to a man in Abingdon, Virginia, his boy races. I said, Brother Eddie, I said, why don't you ever drive the car? He said, I'm 25 years older than that young'un. He said, my reaction time's not what his is. He said, you win or lose the race at the starting line. You'll get a hold of this after a while, and I'll pass you down there to Red Light in Kingsport somewhere. Amen. You know what's happened? There's a lot of people got a false start. I tell you, if you start at Calvary, you can walk together till Jesus comes and takes you home. Gilgal, that place of new beginning. I'll tell you something right now. Anything but Jesus is a false start. He didn't need my help to save me. Amen. All He needed me to do was get out of the way. Come as a little child. In childlike faith. I would just about say, Colin, if you stood eight and up right there, or set him up, or propped him up, or whatever you want to do, and got down here, I just about say it wouldn't be a bit of a problem for him to lean towards Daddy. Amen. Not worried a bit in the world about busting his head on the communion table. Not worried a bit in the world whether his daddy could catch him or not. How many knows what I'm talking about? I tell you, when a man gets to hanging over hell just right, he's going to jump into the arms of Jesus. And he's just going to say, Lord, I can't do another thing. I need you to help me. Amen. Childlike faith. Not worried about whether he'll catch us or not. Glory to God. Gilgal. Gilgal. Do you have a Gilgal in your life? Do you have a place of new beginning? A place, my friend, where you had a relationship, a born-again experience? And then the second place, notice here, they too went on. There's a lot of people, listen to me carefully, we cannot judge. God talks about the fruit. I know all that. But I tell you what, I'm a firm believer that we're going to be surprised in glory. I believe that we're going to be surprised by who made it and who didn't. Can I tell you, everybody that made it, whether it was an old wicked prisoner or whether it was the president, came the same way they came by Calvary. And everybody that didn't make it rejected the same way. They rejected Calvary. But watch this. The next place where they went to, Brother Michael, was Bethel. Guess where people that's had a new beginning belongs? In the house of God. He said, Preacher, I know so and so and they've been saved. But they're just not growing. I tell you, you probably just told me they're not in the house of God. Either that or they're not preaching the Word of God in the house of God. Because you'll grow under the preaching of the Word of God. I've got a little grandson. I rode him on my four-wheeler yesterday. You say, why'd you do that? Because I like it. I got one. He's 6 years old. And I just act like it wouldn't go but slow. I said, it won't go nowhere, Lucas, until you say, let's go, Monroe. Lucas say, let's go, Monroe. And I'd hit that gas and off we'd go. Amen. I'd slow down. I'd say, you know the drill. He'd say, let's go, Monroe. And I'd hit the gas again. Amen. Having a ball. But Lucas is 6 years old. He's got a little brother. He's six, isn't he? Or five. He's five. He'll be six in December. Okay, I'm close. For once. But he's got a little brother that's two, right? Or not quite two. November, he turns two. Got a little brother's two. Well, guess what? Little brother ain't still sucking on a bottle. You want to know why? He's almost 2 years old. And two-year-olds begin to want gravy. And taters. Amen. And green beans. And chicken. Am I right or am I wrong? He said, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say I would worry about him, Brother Fred, if he was still just wanting a milk bottle when he's 2 years old. And I worry about folks, amen. They say I got saved 7 years ago, 8 years ago, 9 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And they can't quote two verses of Scripture in the Word of God. And they're always critical of God's people. And they're always unthankful. I worry about them, amen. I worry about them. There's a man in this church. I won't call his name. He said, preacher, there's some folk years ago, he said, I just couldn't hang around them because they were negative. They were negative. Well, guess what? We choose who we hang around, don't we? Amen. Can I tell you something right now? I don't want to go from here to heaven in a negative mode. My daddy taught me this before I was ever saved. He said, son, if you can't say something good, keep your mouth shut. Amen. And I like it. That's a good policy for Bible way. Say amen right there. If we can't build one another up and edify and exhort, then hush. We went from Gilgal, a new beginning, to Bethel. The house of God. Holy Ghost tell me to shut her down right there. Y'all know how to keep a Baptist in suspense? I'll tell you tonight, Hannah. Don't y'all hate it when you get right involved in something? I do. And across the screen comes, to be continued. I hate that, don't you, Sister Jean? We'll find out tonight how bad you hate it. You'll be back, won't you? She's on my side. She prays for me. They too. A man and his wife went on. They too. Get up, Brother Zach. Get up, Brother Youth Director. You say, why'd you say Brother Youth Director? Because that gave me 10 seconds to remember Johnny's name. Here we go, fellas. Ain't that good? I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't believe it'll ever happen. But if Brother Johnny ever tries to pull the youngins away from the direction of the Bible, guess what? Go another way, John. That's terrible. I don't believe that'll ever happen. Amen? Amen. I don't believe it will. Just in case it does. Preachers, the youth director, the Sunday school teachers, they too went on. Went on. The pastor, thank you, men, and his people. May it be said, Sister Jennifer, that we just went on. We ain't got far to go. Let's just go on, Brother Jeff. Let's just go on. The church and their Lord, they too went on. We ain't got far to go, church. We're nearing the shore. I don't know if you understand what's on the line over there in Syria and the Middle East. I'm telling you, I would never dare to claim to know the day or the hour. But I tell you what, we're nearing the shore. Things are looking good for the church. Because I've done read in the Bible, Brother Ron, that things have to look bad in the world before they look good for the church. Things are looking good. Day two. You want your cane back, brother?
I don't need it.
You don't need it? Oh, till he gets ready to leave. If I don't shut up, he's going to get ready in a hurry. Amen. I still haven't got to the meat of the message. But let's go home with this thought on our mind. They too went on. You know, we started a journey together, church, back in March. Y'all voted in May, but I don't know where your heart was. My journey started in March. That's when God put it in my heart. May it be said, Brother Michael, a year from now, they still went on. May it be said, Brother Fred, 5 years from now, they still went on. He said, preacher, what if we're in glory? It'll be a guarantee we'll still be going on. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Have you had a Gilgal? Did your Gilgal experience put in your heart a longing for the house of God? The house of bread, place of fellowship, place where we could grow and nurture an admonition of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you this morning for Elisha. Thank you, Lord, this morning for Elijah. And God, I know this morning that you have birthed this message in my heart Thursday morning. Down there at the mechanic shop. And God, I thank you for it. Lord, would you help me to never do anything that would hinder this precious body of Christ from going on with Jesus. Lord, would you help me not to do anything that would hinder me and Miss Eve from going on with Jesus. God, you've put a love in my heart for these young people. And God, you put a love in their heart for Pastor. God, would you help me not to do anything that would hinder us from going on together. God, you've given us some wonderful deacons, wonderful teachers, several men of God in our church, Lord. God, would you help us to lock arm in arm and just go on? They too went on. Lord, we love you this morning. Lord, I pray if there's a person here that's never been born again, never had that place of new beginning, never had that new heart. God, I pray that today you'd speak to their heart in a mighty way.